On December 2nd, the UMBC Drescher Center for the Humanities presents a lecture and discussion featuring a new digital humanities project, Mapping Memory, Digitizing Sherman's March to the Sea, that uses storytelling to explore Major General William Tecumseh Sherman's historic 1864 march. Associate Professor of History and Director of the Center for Digital History and Education at UMBC, Dr. Ann Sarah Rubin, recently published a book on Sherman's March, which provided the content for this interactive online storytelling project. Here, she tells us more.
Making Georgia Howl, 40 acres and a mule, Gone with the Wind, Marching Through Georgia, Total War. These are just a few of the ideas and words that spring to mind when we hear the phrase Sherman's March. The march of Union soldiers across Georgia and the Carolinas in 1864 and 1865 is the most symbolically powerful aspect of the American Civil War, one that continues to shape our understanding of this great conflict. My recently published book, Through the Heart of Dixie, Sherman's March in American Memory, explores the many ways that Sherman's March has been remembered and refracted through American culture. You can read about the march from the perspective of Sherman's veterans or former slaves, from United Daughters of the Confederacy members, and European travelers. I discuss poetry and popular music, fiction and films, the laws of war, and the lives of children. Book title notwithstanding, I've come to think about this project less as about memory and more about stories and storytelling. That is, I sought to layer stories together and discover their meaning rather than debunk myths in the search for the so-called truth. But there are limitations to what a book can do and the audience that it can reach. I wanted to make these ideas and arguments visible in the digital world and to reach a much broader, more diverse audience. To that end, in conjunction with Professor Kelly Bell and the Imaging Research Center at UMBC, I built a site called Sherman's March in America, Mapping Memory. At shermansmarch.org, we use maps as our guiding metaphor and interface. The maps offer a vehicle into myriad strands of memory. Several maps represent the different kinds of accounts, presenting multiple perspectives in a visual and intuitive way. The idea of a journey seems a natural metaphor for the kind of exploration and excavation I'm doing in my book. We ultimately settled on 5 different maps, each with a different look and feel. One to tell the main story, one from the perspective of Southern civilians, women and African Americans, one from the perspective of Sherman's veterans, another about tourism and travel, and one about the march and popular culture. Each map has a variety of points, places where something happened, and in many cases you can learn about a town or plantation from multiple points of view. Learn about Zora Fair, the girl spy of the Confederacy, and Mary Buttrill, who spent 10 days under Union protection. Think about the moral complexities of Sherman's relationships with African Americans. Trace the history of the song Marching Through Georgia and find the echoes of Gone with the Wind in today's Georgia. Sherman's March offers a rich vein of stories, stories that help us find the place of the American Civil War in our own lives. I encourage you to explore shermansmarch.org and take the journey.
Learn more about the December 2nd lecture at dreschercenter.umbc.edu. The Maryland Humanities Council is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities, such as history and poetry, that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. I'm Phoebe Stein, Executive Director of the Maryland Humanities Council, for WYPR, your NPR news station.